Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Ken Moorman is in with us this morning, representing the Friends of the Atlantic Public Library Group. How are you this morning?
Absolutely fantastic.
Thanks for coming.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a good start. You blew right in this morning.
I blew it in, but I have enough avid employee to keep me on the ground.
That's right. Just put the sail up and save money on your gas bill today. A little breezy out there, but we'll get through it. Ken is going to visit with us a little bit this morning because the Friends of the Library have actually a couple events coming up yet this month, but we want to focus specifically today on an event coming up here, this weekend already.
Saturday.
Yeah, you've got a Shred event once again for folks. It's kind of become an annual thing. It's been pretty popular, hasn't it?
It's gained popularity every year. I took over about 5 years ago. When we first kind of started it, we wanted to get it known in the community. You have to do a lot of work to get people to know what's going on and to get the rules established. We've done a pretty good job. Last year, we got 2 or 3 tons of paper, and that's a lot of paper when you're handling it a sack at a time or a box at a time. And, of course, paper is heavy. So my Boy Scouts volunteers, who is the other half of the committee, really do an awful good job for us.
Nice to have friends that'll jump in and help.
The first 2 years I had to pull in all my friends, you know, both of them, and that was not too bad, except that some of these things get pretty darn heavy, and some of my friends are older, so we had a little challenge there, and I think a couple of years ago, maybe three, Melissa Enan said, "Is there some way we can help?" I said, "Wow, can you help?" You know, and so Troop 54, which is Melissa Enan and was Melissa Enan and the Millers, helped me out, and they just do a big part of it. I have people that line the cars up from the West Alley on 6th Street. And they come in, we'll have a director out there, somebody to keep them in line. They'll line up, and we have them lined up a half an hour early usually or sometime. People want to get through the thing. They come in one at a time. We have a person that greets them and finds out where their stuff is, whether it's in the back end or on top or in the back seat or something like that. And then they pull up to me, and the people stay in their car. And we'll do the rest of it. The Boy Scouts open the doors, take out the paper. Paper is dumped. Boxes are put back. We don't keep the boxes, and we keep the plastic bags. We'll throw them away in a tote. And then they drive on forward to the Boy Scouts program. The Boy Scout program is started. It's a national program called Scouting for Food. And always before, the Boy Scouts went door to door and picked up food. And that wasn't very good. You know, some people put stuff out and not get picked up, and some people just forgot about it and stuff like that. This people have always wanted to thank us, the library board, for doing it. And we've always turned away the money. And now we encourage them to come with some money and pay the Boy Scouts, and that all goes to the local food pantry.
Sure. The service is free, but if you want to show your appreciation,
that's right.
That's one way to be able to do that.
And that's fun because, you know, people like to show their appreciation, and they can do it now in two ways. You can bring food. You know, our food pantry wants non-perishable food. We don't want any bananas and oranges and stuff like that. Boxes, cans of stuff that these people can use. You know, there's probably a big tendency to go empty out your drawers and stuff, but think of things that's going to be using this stuff. Our food pantry does a fantastic thing for our community and the county. This is a way that you can support them other than helping Santa Claus and the Grinch at Christmas time.
That's true. 9 to 11 this Saturday for the Shred event, correct?
Right. Right.
And you know, you mentioned that the process is pretty simple, that you know they'll be taken care of, don't even need to get out of the car. You've
That's
got
right.
folks there to handle all that. But what types of things can they bring? What types of things should they be aware of?
Well, first of all, this is for home paper. We haven't had any trouble with offices wanting to bring in their paper. Most of them have already established a procedure for that. But it's anything that they want to get rid of that's recyclable, and recyclable starts with mail, law, tax returns, newspapers. We got to watch out for things that are metal. Paper clips and staples don't bother, but metal like three-ring binders and stuff like that we have to throw out and give them back to the people to take somewhere else. Other than that, it's just the thing that a person has said to me is this done right now? Well, there's a big truck there and it is shredded right now, so they can see their tax returns being shredded right now. And there's no worries. It's just all secure right there.
Sure. Don't have to worry about privacy issues or anything
That's
like that.
Right.
It's
That's
all
right.
taken care of very quickly for you. Very good. Probably a good time of the year to do this, too. Folks like to do some spring cleaning anyway, but it's also tax season. So we may have come across some things we just don't need
anymore. This gets them going. gets a good reason. I want to talk a little bit about the Boy Scouts. You
yep.
know, the Boy Scouts in this thing it's a good chance for these kids to learn some responsibility. Each of the Boy Scouts come down here, and I give them a good job, and Rob Terrell is their leader now. And everybody will have a little job. They pull on through. You can't believe how much food is lined out on the street parking lot. And what they do is put that into, I believe, 12 or maybe 10 items in a plastic bag, seal it, put it in the back end of the truck, and that's the way they take it to
the food pantry.
Thank you, the food pantry. And they're up there. Last year they had over $500 worth and of donations, and then they had food. I think it was 1,200 pieces or 1,400 pieces. They told me what it was, and I kind of forgot it was. But that's a lot of food, you know, just for 2 hours of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And it's a lot. For them, it's a lot easier process than, as you mentioned, going door to door during the course of a Saturday. That's a lot of area to cover, and it's just not very efficient. This just works out better.
It's interesting. I get a newspaper from Wyoming, and they had their scouting for food a couple of weeks ago, not on the second Saturday of April is kind of the national thing, but they did it a different thing. But I noticed it was being done other places, you know.
Yeah.
And this is neat. This is neat.
Well, it's good to be creative and try something a little bit different,
too. You bet.
You
bet.
You know, if we can help out the Scouts, help out another organization, it works for us because the Scouts do so much to help out in the communities as well.
When we do the book sale, I'm going to switch this just for a second,
mm-hmm.
Which is in 2 weeks on the 19th, 20, 21, and 22. The book sale raises a couple thousand dollars every spring and every fall. And people say, what does this money go to? And Michelle at the library, the librarian, is very diligent in getting some. This goes for extra programming and stuff like that. But one of the things that the money goes to is to pay for this book sale, Shred Day. And Shred Day was up to around $1,000 for us. And that was going to a company in Des Moines. And I kind of said, well, you know, it isn't right that we have a Shred Day and making a lot of money and then it's leaving town. Well, now we found another company up at Carroll that comes down for half that price. And it's just as good a shredder as the other one is. Yeah. So we've done our diligence trying to keep the expense down. And people are still supporting us.
You bet. Well, and I know some folks might have their little personal shredders in their homes and things, but, you know, I've seen some that say you can handle 5 or 10 pages at a time, and the reality usually is 1 or 2, and it takes forever.
And
so
those things, they bring that shredded paper in to be shredded.
Yeah.
We saw that several times, too.
You bet. So this is a way to get it done a little bit quicker than what you're used to,
just
and a lot
the
easier.
Thing in.
You betcha for you. So, yeah, take advantage of that service. Again, that's this Saturday, April 8th. That's at the parking lot there next to the library. That's from 9 to 11 a.m., and they'll direct you how to get through there once
you
get
down. Come in through the alley.
Perfect. Yeah. So make sure you put that on your calendar of things to do and spend the rest of these days this week working on what you're going to use, what you're going to get rid of here, and clean things out just a little bit with the help of the Friends of the Public Library and Troop 54 Boy Scouts here locally. Ken, thanks for coming by and sharing with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jim, for your time.
You bet. Let's listen to this once again from the folks at W&S Appliance.